Okay, today is the 11th day of May. I have two topics here. Let's start with the second topic. So let's turn to page 3.
In the big book?
In the big book. The first topic is a follow-up of last week, if the Rav forgot to count with the one day of Sfira. But I want to be able to try to finish this second topic tonight, so we can always go back to that later.
That was the Beis Halevi's business that he gets somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said he brought from some Hasidic Rebbe, because only a Hasidic Rebbe could say it. Said that he forgot, and he was very happy that he forgot, and he has somebody else in the Olam to count Sfira, because this proved that he's a human being, and he was. The Simcha Gedola that
okay.
was given to us.
So that's one way of approaching it.
some famous.
Okay.
Anyway.
So here's the question. The question is, if we're first, I want before I start giving the shir, I want to make a public statement that any comments that I make about Lag BaOmer, I am not. I'm mechaven not to be yotzei mitzvah sfira. I didn't count sfira somer yet. So if I say something to the effect of tonight's Lag BaOmer, I don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah sfira, and that's one of the solutions of how not to be yotzei. Otherwise, I'll have a problem counting later with a bracha. So the question is, if you walk into the shir tonight, and you say, "Where is everybody tonight?" and you say, "Tonight's Lag BaOmer. They're out making bonfires," which is the conversation that we had a few minutes ago. Are you yotzei the mitzvah sfira by saying tonight's Lag BaOmer? Is that, are you mekayim the mitzvah sfira to the extent that afterwards you can't make a bracha? The issue is twofold. One question is that you didn't have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah sfira. You didn't say that for the purposes of sfira. And the second question is, so it's a question of maybe a mitzvah shichas kavana. The other question is, could you be yotzei sfira with an abbreviation by saying today's Lag? You didn't say today is the 33rd day of Sfira. He said today is Lag. Ayyotzei with by saying Lag.
Yes, that's in here also.
Okay, well, that's what we're talking about. So those are the two issues here we're going to talk about right now. So if you look at page 3, the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is well known, when people ask you what day it is, you're supposed to say what day is yesterday. Misha Shal also Chaver in Siv Dal, I didn't put an arrow, but in page 3, Siv Dal in the Shulchan Aruch, in the center text. Misha Shal also Chaver Bein Hashmashes, Kami Mei Sfira Bezal Laila. Somebody asks you, even if it's Bein Hashmashes. The reason why he says Bein Hashmashes means to say, even if it's Bein Hashmashes. How many days is the Sfira tonight? As is common. Yomalo Esma Yekach. You should say, yesterday was 22. Sheim Yomalo Hayom Kach Vekach. Because if you say tonight is the 23rd day of Sfira, you won't be able to make a bracha. Before Bein Hashmashes, which means before Shkia, before sunset, if you said today is going to be the 23rd day, that's nothing. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is, everybody knows this, that you're not supposed to say today is such and such a day. So all the Achronim are troubled by the fact that there was no kavana to mekayim the mitzvah sfira. So if you look, for example, at the Magen Avram on page 3, on the left side is the Magen Avram, left side of Shulchan Aruch, and Sifkat and Ches, the Magen Avram, I have it underlined, the Magen Avram says, Daito Shalol Latzeis, where he says here, where does it say Daito Shalol Latzeis? What?
Seif Gimel.
Oh, that's he's going before. Okay, so he says. Right, that's what we're talking about. Yes, right. This is my, the same question, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So does he come up with an answer to that?
No.
No. The problem I had myself. I had the same problem. Okay. So I see the Magen Avraham is commenting on the earlier sif, but the Magen Avraham, he raised the same kind of question. He says, "Kasha ha, afilu stam leyotzed v'inin she's kavin lotzeis, kwa shikos ha-simin samach dalet." The Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's a famous machlokus in Gemara, the mitzvah shrichas kavana, mitzvah sein shrichas kavana. The Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvah shrichas kavana. So why, if he didn't have kavana, why is he yotzeis? He says, "V'efshe came the osu levarech brachav atalim hayestam osu levarech shenis came the yeshar mitzvah sein shrichas kavana." That when it comes to brachos, even though we pass the mitzvah shrichas kavana, that means if you did a mitzvah without kavana, you have to do it over again. But when it comes to making a bracha, if you already did the mitzvah one time, so we're chayshish for the sheet that holds mitzvah sein shrichas kavana, to the extent that you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. And that's the way most achronim understand this halacha, that even though we pass the mitzvah shrichas kavana, but with respect to brachas, we're chayshish the mitzvah sein shrichas kavana. There's a very interesting taz. The taz basically turns this halacha upside down. The taz is in Sifkat and Zion, on the right, first page. The Taz says, "Shimam lo hayom kach."
Back page, yeah.
She says, "V'nirli pashut, shimshol chaver kam yamim v'sfir, v'hu meshiv kach yamim lo masi v'shivos hayom kach, v'ari le'yotza." So the Taz says, first of all, if you didn't say how many, that today is the 23rd day, if you just said, if somebody says, "How many days is it?" and you say 23, you're not yotze, because 23 is not counting sphira. Dikar mitzvah shiyomer hayom kach. V'kein tzarech lomer demari kan dafke lomer hayom kach. So you have to say that the Shulchan Aruch is talking in a case when he says that you shouldn't respond, you should say what yesterday was, because he means to say, because you might say today is, but if you just said 23, it's no problem. So he says, "V'kashu le'lomer le'yoshev hayom kach v'kach." The ains the elva tshuva l'mishashol also. If you turn to the next page, it's when he says it's today is the 23rd day. Why is that considered counting sphere? All he's doing is responding to the person that asked him the question. Vein lomer dezel kamo shona stam. Maybe you'll say that it's considered stam, and therefore you would be yotzei. The custom is yotzei b'shem ramam. The yotzei the mitzvah sin shiach kavana. The Rambam Shita is the mitzvah sein shrichas kavana. So maybe you'll say that if you would respond and say today is the 23rd day, even though you didn't have kavana to be yotzei, you'd be yotzei, like the Magen Avraham says. So he says, "Zeino do ashkacha m'simim tov peidal shekosu v'tur v'shem rabashtin en yodim v'varach b'riches hamazon hu makriyos v'milu v'milu hu mochachacha v'lo yotzehu b'zeh." The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where you go to somebody's house to run the Seder for them, and they don't know how to say anything, and you say Birch Samazin for them. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says it's clear that by doing that, you're not Mekayim. If you yourself ate, then you have to bench. You wouldn't be able to benching by saying it for them word for word. Because since you're only, in other words, you say it and they repeat it. Because since you're doing it for the purpose of helping them along, that's called that you have, in other words, even if you're mitzvah ain't shichas kavana, but if you have kavana not to be yotze, everybody holds you not yotze. So he brings it right. The cost of a rifsham, you buy also call seder chil bayis acherim machir kol lebeisov ocho v'aseh koy shomer rush. Okay, we'll skip that. Vod raya misimet tafreishin and ches leitim biyam rishon lul v'katan kod shiyotzei ba mashviyam acherim shari v'hasim kishenosin katan who marki lo tchil abracha milo v'milo v'fil hachi yotzei ba achikach. The Taz says that you could give a luv to a katan and say the bracha with him, and you don't say that you're yotzi the bracha. The Taz's argument is, if somebody asks you what day is it, and you say today's the 23rd day, that's not considered a stam. And therefore we say that according to those that say mitzvah zayin shichas kavana yotzi, that's considered kavana hepach. You're bedafka not doing it to counsel, you're doing it in order to respond to the question. So therefore there should be no shayla. So he says, "Alkein early the kango mazir al chatchilo shiachik miseh ma deefsher." The whole passage, the whole thing is only chatchilo. Avom im ira shamalei tshuvas ayom zeh vadeg liyotzi v'tzar lasser v'limnos b'bracha. Okay, so the basic Taz says that the whole Shulchan Aruch is only talking chatchilo. So according to the Taz, if somebody asks you what day it is, and you would say tonight is Lag BaOmer, then there's no problem. You could definitely count Sfira over again with a bracha, because it's considered to be kavana shalom. What? But we don't follow the Taz. So if you look, for example, in the Mishnah Berurah on the next page, Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah basically does not follow the position of the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah, let's see, for example, in Sifkat and Chaf. He says, Ayom kach v'kach v'fil b'lashon laz. He says, even if you say what today's day is in English, even if you say 23, he says, like the Taz says, that you have to say, you would only be able to say, Ayom kach v'kach. And then he says, in Sifkat and Chaf, Ayni yachl, ta'afak of the lomar, ba'omar yotze b'di'evit. Not like the Taz, that you be yotze b'di'evit. And in Sifkat and Chaf Beis, he says, He says, even though mitzvah is kavana, but for the bracha, we're chayshish v'shit is whole mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. The other rates is if you had in mind specifically not to be yotze. Then Mishnah Berurah raises an important question. What about, you didn't count the weeks. How could you be yotze if you didn't count the weeks? He says, Kasra Acharana, the Mayer Shishol, so Kodam Shigil Shavuos. It's talking before you reach the end of a week. If you say today 7 days, you're not yotze. Koshal Hiska Shavuos. It's our last witness of Bracha. Now, in the Shaar Tzion, he says a very interesting thing. So he says, if you look at Chav Ches, we have it on the line. He says the Prichodesh Rav Yerabi Miu Mi Prichodesh Mashi Dafke the Shvui Hui Kuvu Kagon the Misham Shvui Av Acha Shlama Shvui Shein El Mila Lasu Shvuos Afilo Hisku Lo Yam Yatsa. He says like this, that which it says that this issue that if you didn't count the weeks, you're not Yotze in the Sharetzi in the bottom. That's only at the end of each week. On the 7th day, the 14th day, because then Shavuos is Likuva. Then you have to say Shavuos. But if it's the 23rd day, so you're not required to say. He says, we do it as a minog. But you know, it's not a basic, it's not an absolute requirement. So since it's not a requirement, so therefore, if you didn't say Shavuos, you would be Yotze. But you would, if you didn't say Shavuos, you would still be Yotze. If you said today's the 23rd day, but then he says, but the Yerabba says, the Yerabba Mavur, the head, you have a whole the Koshal Hisker Shavuos, him and Hog Yachal Asu Whisper Bracha. The Yerabba says, not the way, that even if it's the 23rd day, or let's say today's the 33rd day, it's not the end of a week, it's not divisible by 7. He says, still you could count over again with a bracha. Why? The mukhla milsa chamish lalatzis. Because by not counting the weeks, he says a beautiful svara. That shows that you don't want to be outside. V'dai lana lahachmer hechad hiska yamim shvuos. He says, we would only be machmer in a case where he mentioned the days and the weeks. V'sharataz choycha gam bezeh. The Taz holds that any time you respond, it's called that you had kavana not to be yotze. So he says the Rabbi is saying that even if we don't agree with the Taz, that it's called kavana not to be yotze. But if you didn't mention that it's 4 weeks and 3 days, so then to that extent we would accept the svara of the Taz.
All of the discussion always talks about, is he yotze today? Does he make a bracha tonight? Much more significance is, what does he do for the rest of Sphere? Does he make a bracha the rest of the
Sphere? That's to say there's no shayla he can make a bracha, because in Manashach he was yotze tonight. He's definitely, he's going to be, the truth is he should count over again without a bracha. If he says tonight is the 33rd day, he should count over again without a bracha, because it's possible he wasn't yotze.
But the issue with bracha is if you actually skip a whole day, then you don't say the bracha.
Your question is, he yotze tonight. If he missed tonight, then he can't count with the bracha tomorrow.
But he can always count later tonight.
You can count over again. The issue is if you can count over again with a bracha.
If you skip a whole day, that's when the shayla comes in.
So anyway, bottom line is, the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to, it would seem from the El Yerab, he quotes the El Yerab, I don't know, it seems that he leans, at the end he says, you could be Simon Chalhaku Kadas El Yerab. So the bottom line is, the way Mishnah Berurah Paskins is, that if the only time you have to be concerned, if you said today is a certain amount of days, is only if it's not divisible by 7. If it's divisible by 7. But if it's any other day, then you could be lying on your Rabbi Svara that that's called Kavana not to be Yotze.
Are you allowed to give individual numbers of, say, it's the 14th day? Could you say 1-4? Is that allowed?
1-4? Yeah, you could say 1-4. Even if you say... I would think so. Even if you'll say that that abbreviations work, but I would think that 1-4 is less than abbreviation. Well, let's look at the topic of abbreviations, because that's what it's connected to. Let's go back to page 3. In the Be'er HaTev, this is what Rabbi Yisrael was reading in the Harei Kedem. The Shaila about Lag B'Omer. Tonight's in Yonah D'Yom Shaila. We can't go past, can't have a Shira Lag B'Omer, not talk about Lag B'Omer. So the Be'er HaTev says, Kasav Od on the right side, where I have it underlined, in the Be'er HaTev, where the arrow is. Kasav Od, Knesset Hagdola, B'Shem, yeah, Lag B'Omer arrow. B'Shem Aram, Maharash Halevi, V'Hiskim Imo, Shimana Rashi Tevos. The Knesset Hagdola says in the name of the Maharash Halevi. The Knesset Hagdola was an early Achron. I don't remember how, probably like the 1600s. That if you counted with Rashi Tevos, Kagon Hayom Dalad Yamim, if you said today, instead of saying that it's the fourth day, you said it's Dalad Yamim. So it's not really Rashi Tevos, but in other words, it's a way of, it's using a letter as a shorthand. The Knesset Hagdola and the Prichadish. Knesset Hagdola says you Yotze. The Prichadish says that you're not Yotze. On the left side in the Shari Tshuva, it says, I am Behetiv bim mana Barashi Tevos Kagon Yudalf Yom Yudalf Olag Baomer. If you said either Yud Aleph or Lag BaOmer, whether you Yotze, V'das HaGet Pashut, Simen Kuf Chavav, the Yotze, V'Brichadosh Iksas Acharon V'Chem Shelos Yavitz, Iskim Yishlo Yotze. The Brichadosh says Yina Yotze, and the Yavitz says Yina Yotze, U'V'Virch Yosef Koshet Shilzeh Daito Nota. The Brich Yosef says that he leans in the direction saying Yina Yotze, V'Tol Lach Savun Nos Below Bracha. So therefore you should count without a Bracha. Well, he didn't write it this way. Okay, so I worked rather hard to try to find some of the original sources here. So let's first take a look, because they're very interesting, the discussion. This issue, Ayyotze with Rashi Tevos, is a very interesting discussion. So the first place to look is in the Tshuva of the Marash Lebeis HaLevi. I never heard of the Sefer before. It's on page 6. Where did I dig it up? Part of it through the internet, and part of it, I was missing this tshuva from the Knesset, Shiari Knesset of God. I couldn't find any place on the internet. I called up the Lakewood Library today. I got one of the Rosh Hashivas on the phone, and he did me a big favor, and he made a photocopy for me, and he faxed it to me. He says like this, Simon Hay. Sheilo, Maisa Shahaya Ruven Haya Shir Tibur Latilus Arvis Leo Lagba Laomer. The Amar, the Acha Shisim Amida, after he was dominating for the Amid, and after he finished one Esther, Hiska Ruven Lomar Havidli, Kedar Chol Lego, Shomer Vidi Acha Amida. I don't know what he means by the Vidi, maybe he means the Shame Yichud. Oh no, you know, it means Vidi. Tachanan. Oh, who says Tachan by Marav? The Chasidim do it?
No.
They don't say it by Milcha.
No, there is a minhag to say it in Ma'ariv.
Okay, so they were fine that minhag. Amar Shimon, Al Tomar Vidoy Mibnei Shehulag LaOmer. So Shimon made the blunder, and he said, "Don't do that. It's Lag LaOmer." V'Ratzel Omer Shukmo Yontov, and his intention was to say it's Yontov, and therefore he shouldn't say the Vidoy. Then Shimon was not sure if he could make a bracha. Mishum shahrei kasav harav hagadol beis Yosef b'tuor b'shem Rambam b'zel l'shono v'kasav Rambam manav l'birach yotza. Because the Rambam says that if you count it without a bracha, you're yotza. Cheniko l'fichach torach yizar misha shalosu chaveiro kama yimei svira. The beis Yosef says, well, we just saw quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody asks you what day this year is, you should shiomel ask my yakach v'kach. Shiomel go ayom kach v'kach. Nimsi shvarmona v'ni yochel asulun nos v'bracha. V'daf kishiji is manasfir. The high man is shmashes. Hareishim mana v'hai is manasfir. Av bishul kilim limnos bishul mitzvah. Rak shamar asfir kadei hodil chaver kamehem yatsa. You see from the Shulchan Aruch that if you told somebody what day it is, even though you didn't have intention to be yotzei the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. V'shuv bosalah in the bracha. So hachinami came to your zman esfir u'kvar manav amar heim lagu omer near the yotzei. V'shuv bosalah yivarav alzen estapik shimon. That was the shayla whether you can make a bracha. So he says tshuva ani ve'evion mitzasi sham the. As Pishalu, I was there, and they asked my opinion. V'marti alpe, he hainir when he is daiti ke daing lo yotzi de chavasal. That he is not yotzi. V'fishalu amar umana hamis b'shalim. Because he didn't count the day in a complete fashion. Shafu pishalu fi divrei haravu dramim hayom hayom shloshim l'omer hayanicha. Even though if he had said today's the 33rd day, he would be yotze. Awa kemisham shulag l'omer shul rashi tevos shloshim shlosha tevos lag eno misperzos. Lag is not a number. It's just an abbreviation. And that's not called that you count it. That's his first point. Okay, mitzvah hu shiyin yamim u'shvus. So, k'moshe kosev Rambam, and he quotes Rambam. Zeh l'shono mitzvah linos yamim im u'shvus. Shenemar tishperu hamish yom. Ba'zeh kiven haRambam l'shono sham. Manav l'abir yatzu. Kamar shemana haminyan ha'amar karem shu shmona yamim u'shvus. Aval hechad u'amana kiim hayamim va'afil hayam u'amana rak b'rashi tevis. Eino Nikra Minyan on the Estite. And as he's saying, first he's saying that it is the Rashi Tevos, and second of all, you didn't mention how many Shavuos it was, like we saw the Svar in the Mishnah Berurah. Voted, because the Lag BaOmer already is past the week. Voto Safti Vamarti, the Shiny Hossa, so that's the Svar of the Eli Rabba, that if you, even if it's not at the end of a week, if you didn't say Shavuos, you wouldn't be Yotze. Voto Safti Vamarti, the Shiny Hossa, Kishajo Chaver Kame Haim Hayash, He says, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where somebody asks you what day it is, and you say it's the 33rd day, so you're Yotze, because you're in fact counting. You're saying today's the 30th day. But if you mention that it's Lag BaOmer, your intention is not to tell them that it's the 33rd day. You're just telling them that it's a day when you don't say Tachanun, or you don't say Vidri. You can't ain't a bechal manav lo birach the yatzah. Derego manav lo kivin the minyan. So in other words, it would depend if somebody would ask you what day is Suyur is tonight, and you said it's Lag BaOmer, so then maybe you would be yotzei. But if you say you could be yotzei Rosh Tevis. But if somebody says to you, how come nobody's here? And you say, because it's Lag BaOmer tonight and they're making bonfires. So then you wouldn't be yotzei, because you're not telling him it's Lag BaOmer for the purpose of counting. Kol zeh amarti al peh. Ufiza yochel achsu levarech balayhu bebracha. Aval achakach amarti levar labin hadavar befi asher kifi asher yorunu min ha-shamayim. According to what I'm inspired from heaven. V'omer ki lo masha marti ki tevis lag eino minyan kemi shu rashi tevis l'chari nir l'dchoso. He says this issue, whether lag is, you know, he said three svaras. First he said because you didn't mention, he said a rashi tevis. Second because you didn't say shvuas. And third because you're not intended to count. You're telling him that it's a day you don't say vidli. So he says this issue that lag is not called counting, he has a counter riot. Shehu minyan gomer. See, this is very interesting. In other words, what's always fascinating to me with Shaul Tshuvos is the way the Chachamim of the various generations are able to find source material for any Shaul under the sun. There is no Gemara that says if he said Lag BaOmer, I Yotze. So he says he has a raya. Shari Mitzina the Rava Gadol Beis Yosef Kasa V'Zel Hashana Im B'Makom Shahayu L'Lichtov B'Shnayim. Bishnei Masar, probably. The Yerech, the print here is not very good. Yeah. This is not published. This is, oh, it was originally published. This is from the website JewishBooks.org. HebrewBooks.org. This edition was about 300 years old that I printed out. So instead of writing that it's the 12th month, Kasa Biyudbeis Liyarach Ploni. We have the same shah using the abbreviation in a get. Instead of saying it's the 12th month, you wrote it's the Yud Beis, the Yarach Poni. Kosva Gos Mordechai Begitin, B'Shem Haramid Matarani, the Kosher Hu. He says that for a get it would be Kosher. Do a call the Yud Beis, Hem Shnei Mosar, Vem Arolov, Lo Mishum, Perus Lo Mishum Znus, Chem Ashru Dasher Ben Yeruchim Zal, Yun Sham. Haredim Kosov Hamisper Kibirashi Tevis Du Kosher Hachinami. So he says, you see that by get it's kosher, so it should be kosher here also. But he says it's different. Avakadma Yina Nira Dain Mikan Raya. The shiny beget Shminatargo Yuchayav Lichtobo Zman. Midarais, you don't have to write his man in the get. Tisha Bali Nasevi Gitabiyoda, Maligaidim Lichtabezi Yom Shia. What difference does it make what day it is? Yeah, as long as she's divorced, she's got a divorce. El shacham tiknus ma'amigitin, o mishum bas achoso, o mishum peiris, kidisa begitin. Mars has various reasons why we're afraid that she'll be mizana and other things. Because of a tour, imkain, came into whose man will have a gili milsa be'alma, ledasim zinsaboda, hsish, o ledasim yochabalim korperis, nixtimulug, daiglano. I don't know what that word is. He's saying, forget, you just have to know when it was. So it doesn't matter, it doesn't have a halacha of statement. He's saying that that's not called counting. Since there's a requirement to count, it has to be verbalized. And if you know, everybody knows what you're talking about. They know that when you say it's Lag Bomer, that it's the 33rd day. But you didn't articulate it. You indicated it.
Well, he says it doesn't make sense because
there's no din. As long as you articulate it, or anyway you articulate it, it shouldn't matter. Okay, so anyway, that's the Svara of the Marash Levi, that it's not called, that when you say today is Lag BaOmer, you haven't articulated what day it is. Okay, now we look at the Knesset Hagdolah, the Shiore Knesset Hagdolah. There's a Sefer Knesset Hagdolah, and the Shiore Knesset Hagdolah was written by another author as a commentary on the Knesset Hagdolah.
Where do you live, this Knesset
Hagdolah? I don't know. That is a good question. You could Google it and find everything. That's how I pass in Shilas now. You call me up with a Shilas. Instead of looking up at Sefer, I Google it, and I'm all set to go. Instant rabbi. Secrets of the trade you learn here. Okay, so now, here, look at, it's the end of the first page on the left side by letter Gimel. Letter Gimel. Kosafti o b'mokam achir d'mon rosh yatevis yatsa. He disagrees with the position of the Marash HaLevi. He says that Yoyotzi Rosh HaTevis. V'gamal zeh nishalti mehachacham nisgar minolei ha'ad amotzi chavel v'raya. Somebody, he was having a discussion with a certain Talmud Chacham, and he said, how do you know that that's true? You're trying to be mechadish something. What's your raya that you're yotzei? V'shafti the Marash HaLevi, the boy lemme the yasalim nos v'bracha, who am motzi? He says, who said I'm the motzi? Who said I'm the one that who says the burner of proof is on me to prove that you're Yotzei? Maybe the burner of proof is to prove that you're not Yotzei. But he says, but I have to bring a proof to this Shaila. So he brings proof, his own proofs, that with Rosh HaTevis you're Yotzei. The Marash HaLevi didn't bring any proof that you're not Yotzei. He just says it in Svara. He says it's different than the case by get, but he doesn't prove that you're not yotzi with Rashi Tavis. He says, "Kvar inu l'darshei rishumo shedarshu pala galakim male mayim." The people that that find remuzim for things in psukim. There's a pasuk in Tanakh. I don't know where. Does anybody here know where this pasuk is? Pala galakim male mayim, or pala galakim male mayim. So they say that the word palag is a remez that yom shechal purim chal lag bomer. Purim pei lamid gimel is purim lamid gimel is lag bomer. Purim lag bomer always the same night. So this year lag bomer is Monday night. So Purim was Monday night.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. There you are.
Monday night.
It was Monday night. Yeah.
Gam darshu shmona neiris. I couldn't figure this one out. Maybe somebody could figure it out here. What was the remez? Something shmona neiris. Halacha is supposed to be what? Chanukah stands for what? We already have the Rashi Tavis and Chanukah. Oh, Shmona is Chas. Oh, okay, I got it. Very good. No, it's what?
Halacha.
Halacha. So Chanukah, Chas is Shmona. Okay, that's what threw me off. Very good. Gamaru Nechmad. They also said that the word Nechmad is a remez. Ner Chanukah midal psilos. That the Ner Chanukah is made from four different types of wicks. V'ke'elu rabbis. There are many examples where we use acronyms. Dimbo yava hacholik lomar shekolze remazim achronim. Dimbo yava hacholik lomar shekolze remazim achronim. He says maybe you can't prove anything there because those are the more recent people made up these remazim. Bo ve'arachadu gemasim in atarim in avim iksuim shechitshu din minyan Rashi Tavis. I'll show you examples in the Tanakh where Chazal used Rashi Tavis to learn halachas. Amu chayv adu levarach meibrachus b'chol yom v'asmechua akra duhukam al. The al in gematria is 100. Al be gematria meya. Uve meya asmuchu. Uve meya asmuchu akra. The hini kein yivarach gever. Ki chein meya be gematria. The word ki chein is 100. It's 30 and 70.
What are we discussing here?
We're discussing whether Rashi Tavos is an authentic way of expression. So he's saying if you see that in Torah literature they rely on Rashi Tavos. So then you see that it's considered an authentic way of articulating something. O darshu. I was saying shechayu al nasa suda biyom hamila umapik lei b'medrash miviyas aramishta gadol biyom higamel as yitzchak. Higamel, the darshu from higam that Avram made a suda, a great suda, the day that he weaned Yitzchak. So higamel is hey gimel mol.
That's it.
So hey and gimel is 8. So hey gimel is hey gimel ma. On the 8th day he made the bris. Shmona yom shemilos. So the pasuk says he made a mishta on the yom he gimel. He need pashti the krash as a mishta yom tashlum hanaka. The plain meaning of the pasuk is that when he weaned him he made a suda. But machmas haminyan the Rashi Tavos the hey gimel holds he also be pashuk yamila. The shaila was whether the kohenim could contribute shkalim through the purchase of korbanos. So Ben Bukhri says that if a kohen wants to, he could. He's not required to, but if he wants to, it's valid. Yehuda ben Shua ben Rabbi Shua ben. What does that stand for? Rabbi Yochim and Zakei, Omer lo, ki ela kol kohen she'en shokel chote. Yochim and Zakei held that he's required to give shkom. So the mitzvah shomer ma'itar Yochim and Zakei the siv zei yitnu. The Yishalmi, it says that the reason why you have to give that a kohen has to give shkom is it says zei yitnu shneim asar yitnu the high yud beis minyan zeh. Zeh Yitnu is 12. Zeh is 7 and 5 is 12. That means that the 12 tribes have to give Shkolim. Kamosha Kosaram and Perisha Mishnah. So these are his rayas that that Rashi Tavos have validity. So comes along the Shegos Yavitz And then if that's page 8 in your booklet,
the big booklet.
The Shailos Yaivitz we have in the library. I didn't have to get it off of the internet. The Yaivitz was who?
Yaakov
Emden. The son of the Chacham Tzvi. So he says, Shaila, in Yeshusach HaMashikosav, in Yeshusach HaMashikosav, B'shiyorei Knesses HaGadol, in Tzvi Yisomer, Shimon Rashi Tevos, the... something like Omer Yatsa. He could you rely on the Shiori Knesset Gedolos? The Shiori Knesset Gedolos disagrees with the Rasha Levi, and he says he Yotzi with Rashi Tevis. So he says Tshuva Hatam Shikosav. So we just saw that he's going to comment on all the things that the Shiori Knesset Gedolos said as support that you could be Yotzi with Rashi Tevis. He says Tshuva Hatam Shikosav Rav Midarshi Rishumos. Those riots don't support his contention. The riot that, because it says Zayitnu, so you see we darshan Zay in Gematria is 12. Kikiotva on the Msalarov Talmud, Zayud Gimel Lugim, the Lamdu Stam Nazir Islam and Yom. Me yia v'harbi kamosam shen gufi aloch the one gematri she achs me on the midas show rablazer
rablazer ben Yaakov
which I turned the dresses ben. He says the fact that we learn things from gematrias doesn't prove that it's a normal manner of articulation. Those are a muzim that it's one of the methods by which we darsh in the Torah. But you can't prove from there that that's an authentic way to count. I feel bein b'nei Adam, that people talk that way. The Metzias is the opposite. People don't talk that way, even in business. They don't talk with Rashi Tevis. Kiyim b'ksiva adyotos b'sifra b'tzira she'ein b'makam she'ein kveda. I'm not sure what that means. You know, he says only in documents they sometimes...
Or in books where you don't have a lot of space.
Yeah. Right. She'ein kveda. Ein tzach omer she'ein zinog b'mikra u'miyane ha'tara. V'amnam ha'minog b'bnei adam ishtam ishtam v'minyan aydei askar shmel sa'ozriyos moros ha'misper derech riyasam ilosam kigol shemar alfa makam echob. He says, people sometimes, they don't use Rashi Tevos as a way of counting, but sometimes people will say, instead of saying one, they'll say aleph. Yud aleph ba'ad achadosar, they'll say yud aleph is 11. V'dug b'zeh matzinu k'mo kem v'mishtim paragam yom ishkom. He says that already he could hear better, because that's how people sometimes count. He says, but he has no proof that's called counting. He says to use Rashi Tevos. So what would an example of Rashi Tevos? I guess he means, in other words, he's saying like this. He means to say that, in other words, he's making a distinction. He say if you said Aleph instead of one, that maybe you could argue is valid. Or if you said Yud instead of 10, so you could argue that Yud is 10 and Aleph is 1, so Yud Aleph is 11. But if you said Lag, what makes a Lamed 30? It's only because there's a convention that way. But a Lamed is not, a Yud is 10, but a Lamed is just an abbreviation. So he says there, he's not convinced that that's called counting. Anyway, so he says that there's a difference between saying Lag BaOmer and saying that it's that it's Yud Beis. If you said Lag BaOmer, he says he holds that you're not Yotzi, because you don't see that that's an authentic way of counting. So what's the essence of the argument? I mean, what does the Shiari Knesset HaGdol hold? I would agree with the Ivish. Just because you make drushes that way doesn't make it a way of talking. So I guess the Shiari Knesset HaGdol holds that if the Torah uses that as a vehicle to convey information, so that authenticizes it. That by
it
what? You're right. Authenticates. It's a good thing you're here. This is on tape, and it would have been all wrong. So that authenticates, as Alan said, the fact that it's used as a method of communication in the Torah, that puts it at a different level. Whereas the Ivid says, who says the Torah is using it as a way of making drushes? Drushes are not. It's not the same thing. A drusha is not the same way as a method, a mode of communication. I would argue like this. I would argue that since everybody, even if you accept the premise of the Yavitz, that abbreviations is not a method of communication, but I would argue that since everybody, and he's talking specifically about Lag BaOmer. That's what he's talking about Lag BaOmer, because that was the case of the Knesset HaGedolah. Lag BaOmer. I would say everybody in the world uses Lag BaOmer as a way of expressing what day it is. So if everybody uses that, so Lag BaOmer should certainly be good. So I guess he holds, they call it Lag BaOmer, but they call it Lag BaOmer because it happens to be Lag BaOmer, but they're not just saying it as a way of describing how many days it is in the Sphira. They're just saying it's a day, it's a holiday day, but it's not. Okay, there you have the Machlokas, the two different Shitas. In the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, he makes the argument that I see the Hare Kedah makes, the Rav makes over here. So he says like this, he says, on the next page, he says, Binyan HaNusla, where I have the arrow, Binyan HaNusla BaOmer Alomer, Minhachav Yosinir LaOmer. There's a machlokas whether he's supposed to say ba'omer or la'omer. So he says you could do it either way, but he's more inclined to say la'omer, and Mishnah Berurah also says la'omer. In yeshivas, they usually say la'omer. In regular shul, most shuls, they say ba'omer. In yeshivas, they say la'omer. What's an obvious proof that you should say ba'omer? Because nobody says la'omer.
Except on the first page when we read the Tshuva.
That's right. But in the Marash Levi, he called it Lag LaOmer. So you see that it's not a proof.
Reminds me of Braga, it's kosher al Pesach, not kosher with Pesach.
Kosher al Pesach.
That's how they used to. Rav said used to count twice. Each time, once with LaOmer, once with BaOmer.
With one bracha or two
bracha? They're the same bracha.
There's some story with Rabbi Wein. I forgot how it goes exactly, but he saw a Mashkiach that was sleeping. He was sitting on top of the kettle while they were preparing the food, and he says that's what it means, it's under his hashkacha. He says the im mana barashi tevis kagon zayin omer ches or yirav v'kiyotzei v'a yesh teis in yotzei lav. That's our shayla. If you use rashi tevis or yotzei, so the Aruch HaShulchan says v'nir the yotzei, he says he holds the yotzei the lagar miloshin laz. Why is it worse than speaking a different language? L'chol yoser yisper pam acheres lo bracha. And you should certainly, he says, you certainly should count over again without a bracha. So his inclination is that you're yotzei, but he says it's better to count because it's what if that's a convention. So that's really. That's really what the Yavitz is struggling with. Whether is that considered a convention to use Rashi Tevos? Whether that's a normal convention or not? In the Pri Chodesh, in the Pri Chodesh is if you look at the bottom of the page, Pri Chodesh says where I have it underlined, three lines in the bottom. Linear in Mad Rashi Tevos, Gon Shema Yom Da Yom Afilam Mechesi Yom Shehem Shvu Ech Viyam Echad Lo Mikri Minyan the Tzarach Lachsev Lusper Bracha to Lo Kam Rashi Levi. With Sefer Knesset HaGedolah, Shalom Nir Devrei Be'enai. So I don't understand. He maybe didn't have the Marash Levi. The Marash Levi is the one that says that you're not Yotzei. The Knesset HaGedolah says you were Yotzei. He says that he's disagreeing with the Marash Levi. Maybe he didn't see it inside. Anyway, there it is. You have the lineup. The Pri Chadash says you're not Yotze. The Marash Levi says you're not Yotze. The Ivet says you're not Yotze. And I think that the Shari Tshuva quoted the Get Pashut, which I didn't quote here, didn't give you the source material, but the Get Pashut, I think, says also you're not Yotze. And on the other hand, oh no, the Get Pashut says you are Yotze. On the other hand, the Get Pashut says that you're Yotze, and the Shiari Knesset Agdala says that you're Yotze. Oh, you see, the Be'er Hativ says that the Knesset Agdala says in the name of the Marash HaLevi that you are Yotze. So what we have, that's where the confusion here is. But we have the Marash, I just showed you the Marash HaLevi, it says that you're not Yotze. I don't know. Anyway, so the essential shaila is, and I see the Rav, what Yisrael is showing me here is that the Rav says, he quotes the same machlokas between the Knesset Agdala and the Marash HaLevi and the Pri Chadash and Sheilas Yavetz. So he says, "V'tzarach bir ato yesh v'sirus ar din amir v'loshon." There's no requirement that you have to articulate it in a certain way. Halobina el ma'isa shel sfira, you have to count. V'kol sheyesh kan sfira afilu v'shiteis pshita diyotza. As long as you expressed it, if you had to give testimony, as long as you made clear what you want. So, I guess the shaila is, that, I mean, that's what was troubling me also. What difference does it make whether it is a mode or it's not? I mean, as long as everybody knows. But I guess the shaila is because you have to say it, you have to verbalize it. So using an abbreviation, is that called the verbalization? So that's where this whole discussion comes in, that the Knesset Agdala wants to show that it's called verbalization because the Torah uses that way of expressing ideas. So therefore, it's that authenticates it, right? Whereas the others hold that doesn't prove anything. That's just a convention for drushes, but that doesn't prove that it's considered an authentic way.
But
so
another context. I mean, something that people bring up. You're listening to the traffic, and they say the George Washington Bridge. They don't. They say the GW Bridge. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it'd be the same thing. Whether you accept it there, it has no halachic significance. It was the same thing. Sometimes people use abbreviations. JFK.
It's shorter. It's the same amount of syllables. It's a funny thing about it. The GW, same. It's not.
We
a
never thought there. About that. No. But you're right. So, what's Lamaisa? What would you say if let's go back to our original Shaila. If somebody came in tonight and we asked, before everybody showed up, we said, where are all the people? And then he said, tonight's Lag BaOmer. Could he make a bracha? So I would say that he could definitely make a bracha. Because first of all, you see that it's a big machlokas, whether you're Yotze or not. It's split in half this way, half that way. The Rashi Levi and the Knesset Agdala and the Pri Chadash and everybody and the Aruch HaShulchan. So it's a big machlokas, whether you're Yotze or not, number one. And number two, you have the Svara of the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Eli Rabba, that if you didn't count Shavuos, that you're not, that it's considered Kavana Shalol Ratzeis, particularly, and even if it's not the end of the week, but the fact that you didn't count Shavuos shows that you're not saying it for the sake of Svira, so you have that Svara of the Eli Rabba. And then the Taz holds, in general, the Taz holds that when the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't say what day it is, it's always called Kavanah Shalol Ratzeis, even if it's not at time of Shavuos. And according to the Taz, you certainly make a bracha. And then finally, you have the Svara that we saw in the Marash Levi, that when a person says that today is Lag BaOmer, if he's saying it for any other reason other than to tell you what day of the Svirah is, that's also called Kavanah Shalol Ratzeis. So if he's saying that the reason why people are not here is because they're making bonfires, because today is Lag BaOmer, you're not saying it to indicate. So therefore, if you would ask me, I would say, I didn't Google this, so I don't know what they say in the web, but this is what I would say. If somebody would say, but to be honest, all the yeshitas and all the shaylos, so that's why I started this year, some of you weren't here, but I started by making a maidah, an announcement, that whenever I say tonight is Lag BaOmer, I'm definitely mechaveh not to be Yotze. Okay, the final piece about this topic is I saw in the Moedim Uzmanim, he quotes a very fascinating Tzafnas Panech. I tried as hard as I could to find the Sefer. I thought I could find it online. I couldn't get it. The Tzafnas Panech was the Rogatchover Gaon. And the Rogatchover always has the most original kind of ideas that you won't find anyplace else. The Rogatchover was an unbelievable genius. Rav Teitz, Rabbi Teitz's father, Rav Pinchas Teitz, Zatzal, had the schus to be mishamish the Rogatchover. He was, I think the story goes that Bialik met the Rogatchover and he said he's like seven Einsteins. He was a I don't know, maybe an apocryphal story, but the fact that they tell such a story. I mean, and if you look at the Rogatchover's farm, you see that, I mean, first his Bikias was phenomenal, but he comes up with very original and philosophical ideas. So he quotes, this is
more than that Sefer for our library, Tzafnas Panech?
No. We have it in the library, Tzafnas Panech. We have Tzafnas Panech al Rambam. This is Tzafnas Panech Madura Tinyana. I believe that this is the Shailos Teshuva with Tzafnas Panech. And it's the Madura Tanina. I was able to find online the first volume of the Shailos Teshuvos, but I couldn't find the Madura Tinyana. This is the second volume. So the Tzafnas Panech, he says, like he quotes this issue, this machlokas, of whether or not you're yotzei if you say with Rosh Yetevis or not. So he says agav, but Tzafnas Panech, where I have it by the underline. Near the top. Tzafnas Panech, Amen al Shina Shemirin Hazal Shiyom Kippurim, Achashtayim. By Yom Kippurim, when you sprinkle the blood, so you sprinkle one below and one on top, so you say Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim. L'minyan Shal Meiser Behema, Aleph Beis Gimel. In the Mishnayos, it says that by Meiser, when you count the Behemoths, you say 1, 2, 3. So it says there, you say Aleph Beis Gimel. So the question is, why does it use the letter Aleph and Beis and Gimel to indicate numbers by Meiser Behema, and by Yom Kippur, it says, it spells it out as a whole word, Achas, instead of saying Aleph V'Aleph, Aleph V'Shtayim. The truth is that in the bottom, Rav Zevin says that in our Girsa the Mishnayos we have it by Ma'aseh Behemah also Echad Shtayim. So he says, what does the Rogatchover say? The Rogatchover says by Ma'aseh Behemah you're counting to 10 for the purpose, because the 10th animal is Ma'aseh. So he says, Lefiya Hezrish Nasan Ladavar Chilg Bein Misper Achleiti Lemisper Siduri. It's very cryptic, but I think what he's saying is that there's a difference between where you're counting for the purpose of knowing what number it is, or you're counting for a sequence. In the case, what?
It's the difference between the cardinal and the ordinal numbers.
Cardinal?
In ordinal three.
First, second, verse 1, 2, 3.
Okay. That is correct.
That's
the difference, right? So in the case of Meiser Behema, you don't care that it's Behema number 3. You're interested in the 10th one. In the relationship, yeah. The sequential relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's the 10th one. So when you're not interested in the inherent value of the number, so then you could use Rosh Yetevis, Aleph Beis Gimel. But in the case of this of the Sviros, where you're interested in its inherent value as the second or the third, so then you can't use Rosh Yetevis. So he's saying that by Sviros Omer, it's also you're not counting the days of the Omer in order to just reach the 49th day. But you're counting the days of the Omer because each day is significant in and of itself, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use Rosh Yetevis. The truth is that even that premise, there's some discussion there, because I think I mentioned that there's two ways to understand why if you miss the day, you can't continue counting with the bracha. So the plain reason is because it's all one mitzvah. And if you didn't count all 49 days, you didn't do the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah with 49 parts. So if you didn't do the whole thing, you weren't making the mitzvah. But others say, the Rav and the Hare Ked and other people say, a lot of people say the same thing, that it's not, it's because counting has to be sequential. If you didn't count If you didn't count in sequence, it's not. You can't count eight if you didn't count yesterday seven, even though you know it's the eighth day. But you can't. The point of, so it could be that the purpose of counting Sefiras Omer is also sequential in order to get to the 49th day. This is the famous Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram says that if a person is lost and he's in the desert and he doesn't know what day it is, he can't count 2 days misafik. You can't, and that's why he says that, why is there no, why don't we have Sfeika Diomer by Sefiras Omer? But as just like they had in the by what you have by Yontif, we have 2 days of Yontif. We should count every day. We should say today is either the 33rd or the 32nd day. We should count 2 days misafik. She says because counting misafik is not called counting. If you don't know, counting is designating what it is. If you're not sure, that's not called that you counted. So you could maybe he says that's why there's no, they didn't institute, since we know the calendar. He says in the time when people didn't have a calendar and they were chutzlars and they weren't sure what day it was, they couldn't make a bracha because they couldn't say, you can't say today is either this or that. You can't be wishy washy. You got to know what it is. You got to be absolute in your affirmation. So anyway, the same thing was with counting. That if you missed a day, it's not called that you counted. If you can't count, so maybe in fact it is sequential. But anyway, the Rosh Hashanah is a big chiddush, and even the Girsa and the Mishnayos he questions Rav Zevin whether that's the authentic Girsa. So, but anyway, bottom line is, since it's a big suffix in the Achronim, if Lag BaOmer, Rashi Tevos, so regular Rashi Tevos, I would say that you should count over again without a bracha. But once you hit 7 days, the Mishnah Berurah passes like the El Yerabah, that after 7 days, since you didn't say the Shvua, the Shvuos, even if it's the eighth day or the ninth day, you can count again with a bracha. It's called Kavanah not to be Otzei. Okay, that's the story.